Pianist Keith Jarrett got his first professional jazz break playing with a trio at the Deerhead Inn in the Delaware Water Gap. He was right out of high school and working at the time as a shipping clerk in Allentown, Pennsylvania. 2 years ago, Keith Jarrett returned to the Deerhead in a trio with his old colleagues Gary Peacock and Paul Motion. It was his first time back to the club in 30 years. The date was recorded, and now it's out on compact disc. Kevin Whitehead has a review.
It's trendy to dump on Keith Jarrett nowadays, both for his self-righteous pronouncements on stage and in the press, and for the runaway romanticism of his solo concerts. But with the right rhythm section, Jarrett could always be a very good jazz piano player. At best, his trios have a breezy, open quality he gets mostly from Ornette Coleman. Jarrett leaves space in the music to let it breathe. There is one catch. Lots of piano players have the annoying habit of singing along with themselves, but only Jarrett sounds like he's being heckled by Jerry Lewis. The tune is Jackie Byard's Chandra. In this trio, Jarrett shares equal billing with bassist Gary Peacock and drummer Paul Motion. That's fair. For the last 11 years, Peacock and Jarrett have been playing in the so-called Standards Trio with drummer Jack DeJohnette. Paul Motion, who'd played drums in some earlier Jarrett bands, has a lighter and looser touch than DeJohnette and makes this trio more relaxed. Motion and Peacock can play pretty much any style, so Jarrett can do whatever he wants, like slide toward Thelonious Monk's cheerful clunkers while trading phrases with the drummer. One positive trend in 90s jazz is the revival of tunes considered too corny a few years ago. This trio plays Jarrett's current fave, Bye Bye Blackbird, and the Dixieland warhorse, Basin Street Blues. It's true, Keith Jarrett has a high opinion of himself, but that's not unusual in an artist. The trick is to keep it out of the way when you're working. Once or twice on this record, you almost get the feeling Keith Jarrett has a sense of humor, maybe even about himself. In any case, At the Deerhead Inn is a good record, even with the Jerry Lewis voice.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Pulse CD Review, Coda, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Keith Jarrett's recording at the Deerhead Inn on the ECM label.